be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Muruti Muwesi, dumela.
Dumela, Ndati.
Habari gani?
Mzuri sana.
Ah, mzuri sana. That is great, great, great to, but great to have you here in the studio. I do hope that you have had safe travels from Kenya. How long have you been in now?
The joy and, pleasure is mine. I went to Botswana first,
where I had
a program over the weekend.
All right.
Last Wednesday I was there, did the program, came here yesterday, Wednesday.
Oh,
and
okay.
Started a program with Santen yesterday.
Lovely.
Virtually.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And then we'll go live, physical tomorrow, Friday.
Yes.
And, of course, Sabbath the whole day and Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, the Sentin Publishing, in collaboration with the Northern Conference, presents the Spirit of Prophecy Symposium.
Yes.
And you are going to be basically then speaking to us about what is going to be happening on that. Dr. Muwesi is the lecturer and director of the E.G. White Estate, the branch office at the Adventist University of Africa in Kenya. So, Pastor, what is the symposium all about?
The symposium really is to help each and every person who will be in the audience, whether virtually or physically there, to answer at least three questions.
Yeah.
What is spirit of prophecy?
Mm-hmm.
Why spirit of prophecy?
Mm.
And how can we use spirit of prophecy?
Okay.
And the issue also is of interpretation of the spirit of prophecy.
Mm.
Because in most cases, we have more and more in controversies than in benefits of the spirit of prophecy.
Mm.
So the whole idea here is to highlight and show as many people as possible the benefits of reading the spirit of prophecy.
Interesting. Now, what can the attendees expect from this event?
Obviously, the first question should be answered. What is spirit of prophecy?
Mm.
In most cases, when you say, what is spirit of prophecy in the Adventist jargon, they'll just say, Ellen White.
Yes.
And I would like to say here, right here categorically, that is a totally wrong answer.
Interesting.
Because the Bible itself is very clear that spirit of prophecy is God's communication network communicating to humanity his love and will for their lives. And we see this in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, which clearly tells us that the spirit of prophecy is actually the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So when you ask me what is spirit of prophecy, I would say it's a means to the end, and the end is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have read the spirit of prophecy, you must actually end up at the feet of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the question could be, then, what do you mean by spirit of prophecy if it's not Ellen White? You know, there are three important terms that people need to know.
Right.
That is revelation, inspiration, and finally, we also have illumination. Now, God revealed himself in many ways to humanity. Number one, face to face with Adam and Eve, Genesis 1, 28 and 29. And then they sinned. Genesis 3, verse 8 to 10, what happened? God came looking for them. The offended came looking for the offender. And that depicts the love of God. God was still communicating that, hey, even though you have sinned, I can still cleanse you. So that's the purpose. And then God later then decided also to use, not even later, but he also, in tandem with this, used the nature to communicate. When you read Psalms 19, verses 1 to 4, it tells us that nature actually gives speech to the entire earth about the love of God. And he wants us to know that he still wants to be in touch with us. And then finally, but one of them also, when you go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in sundry times he spoke through the prophets.
Oh, yes.
And this is where now we have what? the issue of spirit of prophecy that comes in, that in all this God is saying, come to me. So when you think about revelation, revelation is when God interacts with a prophet to reveal that which otherwise would not have been known to us.
Yeah.
And then inspiration is when the prophet writes this and communicates it to you and me using the language we can understand. So we can say spirit of prophecy is actually the Bible itself, because those are prophetic writings. And the question would be, and then what about illumination? When I take those writings and read them, the same spirit who was there in revelation and inspiration is also making it clear for me.
Yeah.
That even when I'm in trouble, I can say, this is what the prophet has said in Psalm 27, verse 13. He says, I would have fainted if I had not believed that I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So the word of God then becomes alive. And people will say, okay, go ahead.
Now, very interesting, Maruti, that you know, there's this symposium and collaboration with the Northern Conference and Sustain Publishing. What I want to know, though, is, you know, there's greater effort at teaching people about the spirit of prophecy, how to use it, et cetera, et cetera. Is it necessary as opposed to teaching people how to read the Bible, etc.? It looks like there's much greater effort on the other side. Would you say is that your view from where you sit?
Thank you so much. Actually, it begins with misunderstanding of what spirit of prophecy is. Spirit of prophecy, and I like the way you put it, because that's exactly the way I also thought about it before I got to know this thing. Spirit of prophecy, the Bible itself, the 66 books, that is spirit of prophecy.
Okay.
That is God's communication network to us. And what is the purpose of spirit? Is to build our faith. Remember Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we don't read the word, we want to have strong faith like Paul and Silas had. Because in most cases for us, we want the gates open and then we start praising God. But God wants through his word to give us faith that will sing and praise him until the gates and the doors that were closed are opened. Now, where do we then bring Ellen White? Remember, the issue here is not the prophet, but the issue is the message, that comes from God. And we find this message in the Bible, and we find it outside the Bible. So we have, I mean, we find it in the Bible, and then we also have the writings of Ellen White. Now we have canonical, what we call canonical prophets. What are canonical prophets? These are prophets who have written a book in the Bible or have a book named after them, like Moses, like Jeremiah. And then we have the non-canonical prophets. Who are in the Bible, some of them, but they've, no book has been written, you know, by them. Like you can think of Elijah and Elisha, but the source is the same.
Yeah.
They still have the same authority. And then Jesus, the Bible tells us that spirit of prophecy or the prophetic gift does not end with the 66 books. Because when you read Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it says that I will pour my spirit. And your daughters and your sons will see visions. And the old men will dream dreams. So therefore, this tells us that this goes on when you read the text up to the end of time, just before the great day of the Lord comes. And when you come to Matthew 24, Christ also says, in the last days, there will be false prophets. And that obviously implies they are genuine ones. And also, this is, he is responding to a question that the disciples are concerned about the end of times. And then we realize here that this now tells us that prophetic gift will continue until the end of time. And it's not us to ask for a prophet or look for a prophet. It's God who chooses who will be the prophet. And we believe that Ellen White is one of those who passed all the tests of a prophet. And therefore, her writings are also regarded as prophetic writings because she expounds on the Bible. But she's not an arbiter to the Bible. She exposes what the Bible says. And we believe she was inspired. And therefore, we read these writings. And she herself, as a person, is just a vessel that God used. But the words from God, when we read them, we are also encouraged as Christians to be strong in our faith.
Beautiful. Now, what would you say, we literally have about 3 or 4 minutes to go.
Okay.
What would you say is the significance of the spirit of prophecy, not just for the church, but for the world at large?
Now, remember also the word prophecy does not necessarily mean, it doesn't mean only foretelling.
Mm.
Most of the time when you say a prophet, you only think about foretelling the future. But I want to say here that the spirit of prophecy, I mean, prophecy also means forth telling.
Yeah.
So when you read the Bible and it says, in the beginning God created, that is a forth telling, but it's still spirit of prophecy.
Okay.
And then you look at, Daniel says, unto 2,300 days, and the sanctuary shall, that is forth telling, foretelling. That is, he's telling us about the future.
Okay.
So this is to help us to understand that any prophet, whether in the church or outside the church, everyone who lives in this world, God wants to be known. God wants us to enjoy life.
Yeah.
God wants us to have peace. God wants us to experience his love. And the only way we can have that as people in the world and even in the churches is when we come back to his word. Because his word is his voice to us to say, I love you.
Beautiful.
I want you to have peace. I want you to have joy. I want you to have gladness. Enjoy this love. That's why Christ says in, I think it's in John 15 where he says, these words I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace.
Yeah.
And he also says, these things I've said to you that your joy may be full. And allow me to say here that there's a difference between joy and happiness.
Yeah.
And you can only have joy when you read the word of God.
Mm.
Happiness depends on happenings. But joy... Actually, so happenings, it happens that you have a new car, you are happy.
Then
what happens when the car is an accident? Oh, you are sad. But when you have a joy, let me just use this short illustration. Happiness is like a thermometer, but joy is like a thermostat. So joy is in charge. It changes the situation outside. It doesn't depend on circumstance. So this is the significance of the spirit of prophecy in our lives, that we may be in charge with the God that we know through the word.
Beautiful. Let's end it there, Pastor. But before we let you go, we do want to know about the symposium, more about the symposium. Firstly, is it open to everyone? Two, is there a fee to get there?
Oh, yes. The symposium is open to everyone. Whoever is, interested in coming, you're welcome to come and be with us there. There will be other topics that will be, discussed. Like when you are presented yesterday, tomorrow and Sabbath, we may not have enough time to ask questions. On Sunday, you will have time to ask all the questions that you have. And I'm not the only presenter there, by the way.
Oh, okay.
We have my colleagues from the General Conference, that is Dr. Sokupa, is here.
Okay.
And then we have also Ted Leftorov. He's also coming as an associate director from the General Conference, as well as Dr. Sokupa. And we also have Dr. Hachalinga from Helderberg College. So we all will be there, and we can bring all the questions. And of course, our own publishing and spirit of prophecy director here, Pastor Semwemba.
Is it ending on Sunday?
And Sunday, it's from 8 o'clock to 12:30.
To 12:30.
Yes. So different topics will be presented.
So do people have to pay to be...
You don't have to pay anything.
Ah,
it's open to everyone. You'll be trained also. Those who are SOP coordinators in your local churches, and it's a new office, you don't understand, there will be presentations on how you can run the office successfully and with joy.
Beautiful.
And we want you not only to go out there and work for the Lord. I never go to work since I started reading spiritual prophecy.
Yeah.
I go to fulfill my passion.
Beautiful.
And we want you to do the same because you are connected to the source,
beautiful,
the Lord Jesus.
There you have it. So if you want to attend the event, do make sure that you are at the Sentin SDA Church the coming Sabbath, the 24th of February 2024. And of course, on the 25th of February 2024, between 12 and...
Between 8
and 12 o'clock on Sabbath. The program runs for the whole day?
Yes, Sabbath is the whole day. Presenting the whole day.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. There you have it. Well, do make sure that you join. But it is in Sentin, but this is an opportunity that you do not want to miss at all. Pastor Mwesi, Dr. Mwesi, who is a lecturer and a director at the E.G. White Estate, together with all the other colleagues from the General Conference, will be joining him there. So the Symposium is going to be an exciting moment. Do make sure that you join them over there. Pastor, we thank you so much for coming through and giving us this very much important, you know, a foretaste of what is to be expected over the weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
We are too blessed to be stressed.
Fantastic, thanks.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.